Where are we at? Thursday, crunch time ending. I got an idea. Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and try this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Ah, yeah, it's a Super Bowl lightning round. Hey, Patriots, you going down! Because I am never wrong, the lightning round.
Nothing has been more wrong than that.
Out of the gate like a house on fire.
Oh my goodness.
Nothing I could say could be farther than the truth.
You went all in on the Patriots are going down and then had nowhere to go from there. That was phenomenal.
I just had a vision of 48-3. I couldn't help it.
Oh gosh. Anyways, as he talked about yesterday with George Schroeder, Trae Young is very good at basketball. In his last two games for the Sooner freshman, he scored 70 points on 29 shots. For the season, he is averaging 30.3 points and 9.5 assists per game. If he keeps both of those numbers up, it will be the first time anyone in college has ever done so. The next closest is Charles Jones from Long Island University when he was a senior in 97-98. Averaged 29.5. Steph Curry from his junior year at Davidson was 28.6 and 5.6. So Trae Young is doing something we've never seen before. Two-part question. What percent chance do you give Young of winning the Wooden Award? Second part, what percent do you give Young of being the number one overall pick in the draft?
Whoa. Oh, Trae Young, what will you leave us this time? The Wooden Award, that's a rarity for a freshman because that incorporates a lot. But I think he's got – so is it percentage?
Yes.
70% and none.
Ooh.
I can't imagine he'll be the number one overall pick.
Interesting. Okay. Go on.
I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
I'm sticking with the number.
All right. The NFL is going to have a QB carousel like we've never seen before in this offseason. Quarterbacks all over the league are set to be free agents, assuming they aren't franchise tags, or they might be traded released to avoid cap penalties. So let's play name association with these potential free agents and their offseason landing spots. We begin with restricted free agent A.J. McCarron.
You're asking me where team he might land
yes.
with? That's good. I mean, I like to talk out my rear end with the best of them, but I'm about to set a record.
Yes.
Because I have
19.
Cleveland.
Cleveland for aging. Okay. Jay Cutler.
Cleveland.
Broadcast booth.
Yeah, that makes sense. Jimmy Garoppolo.
San Francisco.
Please.
Drew Brees.
Where's that team? Where does he play?
New Orleans.
Yeah, he sticks.
Josh McCown.
Who's he with, the Jets?
Yes.
Is somebody actually going to sign him to start again?
XFL.
broadcast booth.
Oh, boy, interesting. Sam Bradford.
Oh, that's actually a great question.
Thank you.
Arizona.
Ooh, interesting. Tyrod Taylor, he's still under contract with the Bills.
I think he sticks.
And future Super Bowl champion Nick Foles, also under contract with the Eagles.
Wow, what is Philly going to do? I mean, or is he just going to accept the fact that this is a miracle and he's a backwards hat clipboard guy? And with the type of injury Wentz suffered, is it a lock he's back, you know, for mini camps? I think he sticks with the Eagles.
Case Keenum.
Oy vey. Houston.
Okay. Teddy Bridgewater.
You know why I said Houston? That's where he went to college. Like I said.
I mean, they kind of have their quarterback.
By the way, Alex,
right.
I've never done this. Could you help me here?
Quick.
Phone a friend.
Quick. Come up with an NFL team. Quick.
Just any team.
I'm drawing a blank.
Who'd you just ask about?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Theodore Bridgewater. Colts.
Okay, Kirk Cousins.
And there's the last one I'm answering.
Seriously.
Oh, no, I've killed Steve.
You know, that's the best question. Denver.
There you go. That's the right answer.
One right answer.
Yeah, you got one.
Tomorrow you'll be talking with Lee Sterling about actual Super Bowl prop bets, but it's now my time to come up with my own prop bets. What will be brought up more during the broadcast? Falcons blowing their 25-point lead in last year's Super Bowl or the Seahawks passing at the goal line?
Ooh, I think the one that happened more recently So I'm going to go, cause then that's a really good setup. The only way the Seattle thing comes up is if it gets into that situation, but you know, if New England falls behind early, people will be like, hey, they're down 25 last year and they won it. So, I'm going to go A.
What will be higher, the Super Bowl point total or the Blazers win total?
Super Bowl point total. Oh, wow. It's going to be like the same. So I said it's going to be the under, and it's 45.5. And we just talked earlier that wow, that's a good question.
Yes, it is.
And coincidentally, I mentioned the Blazers were on a 45-win pace. So I'm going to say the Blazer win total.
The Patriots have not scored in the first quarter of a Super Bowl since 1997. What will be higher, Patriots' first quarter points on Sunday or Patriots' division wins in 2018?
Wow. So if they score two touchdowns, that's the answer there.
Right.
Philly wins next year.
Ooh, interesting. What will we see more of on the sideline, Belichick yelling at Matt Patricia or Belichick smiling?
Well, all he's got to do is yell once.
Well, all he's got to do is smile once, and that doesn't happen very often either.
I think they're going to lose, so there's not going to be a lot of smiling there. So yelling at his soon-to-be former defensive coordinator.
Who will have more playoff wins, the Eagles, who have two already and will get a third on Sunday, or the 76ers?
Playoff wins. Oh, I see what you did there.
Yes.
Where's Philly right now?
They're the eighth seed in the East.
All right. The Eagles.
Ooh, very interesting. LeBron James has said that if the Warriors can clear enough cap space for him to get a max deal, he would be willing to talk with the Warriors to sign there as a free agent, assuming he opts out of his deal with the Cavs this offseason. What this really sounds like to me is LeBron has already decided he doesn't want to stay in Cleveland, and he's going to hold the organization hostage, forcing the Cavs to trade their Brooklyn Nets protected draft pick to get the players LeBron says he needs to win this year, but then will demand to trade away next year. The Cavs trading away the Nets' protected pick without confirmation that LeBron will be back would be blank.
Wait a minute.
It's very confusing. It's
really complicated.
You do have to follow
along. So this really has nothing to do with LeBron. He's still a Cav, but the Cavs have, is it a protected pick from the Nets?
Yes.
And you're saying if they trade that pick.
Yes.
Well, it would be contingent on who they got.
Okay. Last one. In the NHL, the Golden Knights are setting the league on fire. They've already set the NHL record for wins by an expansion team with 33, with 33 games remaining in the season. Vegas is in first in the Pacific, 1 point behind Tampa Bay for the President's Trophy that's given to the team with the most points to end the season. The success of the Golden Knights in their inaugural season is blank.
Absolutely historic. It's a brilliant thing. They got the second best record in hockey. They're so balanced. They've got a good combination with Fleury and another young goalie. And whoever their coach is, Kanta, is it? It's a miracle. He's been a coach like 6 years. He's only been in the playoffs once and got run in the first round. It's a great story. All right, TAW, that's a wrap.